Chapter 1. It All Started with a Napkin. Dear Emma, you can't steal second and still keep your foot on first base. Love, Dad. I slowly folded the napkin and placed it in Emma's lunch bag. Lately, my notes had turned to a baseball theme. Emma was developing into an avid softball player, and I loved using those analogies. I consider myself a base stealer, always looking for a new opportunity, ready to see what new directions life might take. But there was one instance when I dragged my feet, when I wasn't ready to run to second, even though that was what my team needed. My wife Lisa is 5 years older than me. I've always felt so lucky that she chose me, a young whippersnapper, to be her partner for life. Interestingly, my mom is 5 years older than my dad. However, one of the challenges with being married to someone who is older is that sometimes I've had to jump into life changes before I was ready. I was the first of my friends to own a home. I married well before my best friends. Being a grown-up was thrust upon me over and over. Early in 1999, Lisa came to me and stated frankly, "It's time." I'm sure that there was more discussion leading up to this statement, but those two words were the ones that mattered. It was time to try to get pregnant. I was only 29, but Lisa was 34, and it was time. We'd only been married for a couple of years, and I wasn't sure if I was ready for that next step. I had long prayed for a daughter, but I meant in the future, when I was ready to grow up. I knew Lisa meant business. Honestly, I knew that the start of this adventure could be a lot of fun for me. Plus, it seems like everyone these days needs some type of fertility counseling, and I didn't think it likely we'd get pregnant right away. I had time to get prepared. Although we didn't get pregnant immediately, it didn't take long. The start of the adventure was over more quickly than I had hoped. I was facing fatherhood. The next 8.5 months were a flurry of activity and preparation. We attended all sorts of classes. We chose a pediatrician. We spent countless hours in stores looking at onesies and other baby paraphernalia. We baby-proofed the house and prepped the nursery. A hint to all those future dads out there, build the crib inside the nursery. I loved building it so much that I got to build it twice. And of course, we read every baby name book published in North America. I strongly favored Elizabeth or Matthew. Actually, I wanted to choose Matthias, the German version of Matthew. But I knew I couldn't win that battle. I didn't even try. Lisa quickly vetoed Elizabeth due to a former roommate with whom she didn't get along. Lisa liked Benjamin and Chloe. Unfortunately, we had a cat, Ben, and naming our child Ben just seemed, well, weird. I vetoed Chloe because I envisioned playground taunts starting with Chloe Blowy. After the 20-week ultrasound, we found out my prayer had been answered. We were having a girl. My heart swelled as I was able to put a concrete image with a baby growing inside Lisa. A little girl. Finally, the reality of becoming a father was starting to seem more appealing. And we were able to settle on a name. I had always liked the name Claire, for it carried with it an expectation of clarity. Lisa agreed. Claire Delaney Callahan was to be the name of our baby girl. It wasn't an easy pregnancy. Lisa had morning sickness much of the first 6 months. She often lamented over our dinner choices as not mattering, since they wouldn't remain in her stomach long. Lisa's blood pressure kept rising, and there was a concern for her and the baby. I felt lost, not sure how to help, as many men do. It was my job to prepare the house for a new arrival, shuttle to various appointments, and stay out of everything else. That Tuesday in October was an average day. I went to work as normal, and Lisa was headed to her doctor's office to check her blood pressure. I received a frantic call from Lisa around noon. The doctor was concerned. Her blood pressure was creeping into a danger zone, and it was decided that we needed to have the baby. Today. I scrambled to pack up at work and rushed to the hospital. Lisa stood up awkwardly as she saw me approach in the waiting room. Her eyes were sparkling with anticipation, and we both smiled. It was the day we would meet our Claire.